Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's the phenom, Sean Anderson, in for Chris Tannehill.
Okay, Russ, for the score in Chicago. The Danny Parkins Show.
Least helpful local talk show host, Danny Parkins.
Afternoons on the score.
I'm told there's an audio investigation that we need to do on the air that is assuredly going to make at least one of us very, very uncomfortable. The Bears' flaws aren't valid or aren't worth discussing or aren't worth scrutiny. The Bears' offense is bad and inconsistent and not getting better quick enough.
You ever, you know that thing where you're wearing headphones and you're not exactly sure what it sounds like in the house where you are?
I knew it!
That's a fart.
Wait a second. I'm going to read the headline. Mike Francesa appears to rip. Fought while ripping Adam Gase.
Speaks, as soon as I heard it, I didn't even need it boosted. I know your brand. I knew your move of like, oh, there's headphones on and there's audio and he's talking and he's consumed with this brilliant football point. There's no way he'll hear it. It doesn't matter that you're in the South Loop and I'm in Lincoln Park, my friend. Right. I will find you and I will hear it.
I didn't break character. I didn't break character at all. I didn't break concentration. It's now a visual medium too, as we're here on the Twitch stream. I was staring at myself as it was happening, thinking, I'm covering this beautifully. No one's going to know.
But as a group, they cannot be replaced. Not that talent.
Right.
I seriously thought like it was my stomach growling on the air. But no.
Nope.
I could have pinned this on Layla. I blew it.
It is eerily quiet down here, and he is absolutely right. I feel like I have to lower my voice when the PA announcer stops talking, because if there's no music, if there's no PA announcer, you can hear everything.
You're so funny, man.
The Danny Parkin Show.
That's what all the kids listen to you, man. You are the best thing on the radio!
Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Texter writes in, Ryan Pace needs to treat Matt Nagy with the play calling the same way Parkins deals with Spiegel and his farts. Call him out and hold him accountable.
You know, I'm of two minds here. One, really, on a Bears Monday here on a Tuesday, the lead in audio form is not the Bears game or the Bears post game or our brilliance yesterday. It's flatulence, really. So that's unfortunate.
Is dad.
Your fart was more interesting than the Bears offense.
Okay, good. So I'm of three minds. That's one mind. Second mind is, that was my editorial comment on the Bears offense, and I think it's more apropos today than it was even yesterday. That's my second
mind. You're prescient.
Mind, okay? Yeah. And my third mind is that I've been vegan for 2.5 months, and when you're vegan, the fiber jumps in your plant-based foods. Your flatulence jumps in a healthy way. Thank you. So what you're doing by making fun of me is making fun of a lifestyle choice that I'm making so I live longer for my son.
Is dad.
So you,
I'm comfortable
essentially,
with that.
You're making fun of my choice to be a healthier human and a better father. So shame on you, Parkins.
I'm fine with it. I don't feel much shame at all. Tanny never runs any of his opens by me. It's not like I have open approval. He's Chris Tannehill. He's way better at his job than I am at mine. Sean Anderson did not ask me, hey, is it cool to do a flatulence open instead of a Bears open? He's the phenom. Yeah. He made an editorial choice, and I stand behind it. And actually, whenever we are talking about the Bears, maybe not all of the time, but if we're talking about the Bears and their putridness, yeah. Sean, feel free just drop it in.
Is bad.
Yeah,
it is.
It is bad.
Wow, so it's an adverb. My guess was an adverb right there. Is bad. Bad is the adjective. My guess is the adverb describing the Bears' offense. And again, it's on point. Which of these multiple minds, Layla, fits me best as I try to maintain some kind of integrity in light of this?
I mean, listen here. Sometimes the body just does all the best talking. What can we say? Also, it's not like we're talking about serious stuff right now, which there's a ton of serious stuff to talk about. Let's make some stupid jokes and be 12.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean,
if we can't do it here, where can we do this?
Right here is where we can. My secondary orifice adverb describing the Bears offense, it feels more appropriate today than it did yesterday.
Which moment in the game was Spiegel's flatulence most appropriate? Was it the toss to Cordarrelle Patterson?
Ding.
Was it the first miss of Darnell Mooney wide open deep? Or was it the second miss of Darnell Mooney wide open deep? Oh, or is it D, all of the above?
Right, you're right.
Somebody on Twitter
said something about your fart yesterday, and I was like, at least that went for a positive gain.
You did it?
Yes. We got what? I think we've counted an hour out of this for good content by measure now.
We've almost gotten as much content out of this as Ashton Kutcher and Studs.
Studs isn't in today, so we don't talk about it. We only talk about it when he's in. Because
apparently Studs ran a 4-minute mile because of that yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. We're helping the young man. You're like, oh, you're condoning bullying. Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's a shame, Parkins, that it can only be used to describe the offense, really, because you could have used that to describe the return game, the punt return game as well. There's any number of aspects of that game that my secondary orifice adverb fits perfectly about.
It all is in play. And Squeaky Door, that moniker on our Twitch channel, Parkins, I don't know how you watch that game and not coming away that Nagy has no ability to scheme a better offense and hold him accountable for that. Yo, I gave him an F. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, not taking the timeout at the end of the first half. On Nagy. Indefensible. The timeout, 18-yard gain, timeout, sack sequence in the second quarter when half the team didn't know, hey, after the 18-yard gain, like, they did it from the first drive of the game. It wasn't hard to figure out. You don't have to have a doctorate in football. They were trying to force rhythm. After the first down on drives, we go hurry up. It was very clear. They did it 4 times last night. On that one, half the damn team just forgot that they were doing hurry up, so we had to burn a timeout. Your team is not disciplined. Your team doesn't remember the game plan. That's a poor reflection on the coach. Cole Kmet not being on the field. The short side toss to Cordarrelle Patterson. Like, there are plenty of things that were indefensible for Matt Nagy last night. He had an awful game. I just don't want to fire the guy who's 25-14 as Bears head coach, because if you fire him, you become the Browns. If you fire Matt Nagy with his accomplishments in this short a period of time and you don't give him a chance to actually pick his quarterback and not trade a 4th-round pick for a 30-year-old in Nick Foles in a pandemic offseason, then you don't get good coaching candidates here. So Matt Nagy's going to be here. Does he have room to improve? Of course. Is he as good as Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay, the other young offensive coaches in the league? No, he isn't. But this idea that Matt Nagy is solely responsible for the Bears' offensive failures is ludicrous. It just is.
Well, and I think you bring up an excellent point, because I'm with you. Do I think that Matt Nagy has shortcomings? Have I talked about play calling a million times? Yes. But to me, we hold him to a higher standard because of what he's done in the past. We are more mad at him because we know his capability and his aptitude, and we know the talent that he has. But is that respective of the talent that's on the field right now and the adjustments, keyword adjustments, that need to be made? No. But I'm with you. I don't think you throw the baby with the bathwater, so to speak, when it comes to Nagy.
It certainly is a day to look at everything, and that includes Matt Nagy's control of the offense. As I said in transition, this would be a week where, you know, if a head coach, an offensive-minded head coach, is ever going to step away from his own offense and allow someone else to do the scheming and the game planning during the week, and then maybe the play calling. I'm not as hung up on the game day play calling, but how about the scheming, the trimming of the playbook, the let's do these things because they go together kind of thing. You know, Nagy, this would be a week to do it. The problem is, Danny, in terms of, yeah, I think he will get a chance to pick his own college quarterback, and maybe he'll be better at scouting that and interviewing a guy and knowing whether he can be good at the job than Ryan Pace. The thing is, though, he did pick his free agent or trade target quarterback. Nick Foles is more a Matt Nagy choice than it's a Ryan Pace choice. Their comfort level goes far back in a couple of different ways, a couple of different places, and systemically and with the coaching staff. He absolutely chose to have Nick Foles be the guy to implement this offense, and it now looks as bad or sometimes worse than it did with Mitch. So that does point to him, does it not?
It does, but there were a bunch of bad options, right? I mean, if we're being fair to relitigate the offseason, you want Andy Dalton, you want Jameis Winston, you want Cam Newton, you want Nick Foles, like
Teddy Bridgewater. They're not great options. I get it.
But Teddy Bridgewater would have been, we're moving on from Mitch, and Mitch started week one, I think, at the behest of Ryan Pace. Like, I'm not convinced, you know, that they reportedly were on Tom Brady's list of final three. Like, if they get Brady, they're moving on from Mitch, but I'm not convinced that Teddy Bridgewater was ever really an option for the Bears. Because, yeah, of course, Teddy Bridgewater would be a huge upgrade over Foles or Trubisky. But I think Pace wanted to see it through with Mitch, which is why he started the first couple of games.
Well, there is a way that they're becoming the Browns, and you know, and it's not it's the fact that last night we saw the freaking graphic again of quarterbacks, and there's going to be a new one here again next year. It's just that list just gets longer, and us and the Browns are the franchises that get that list on a primetime island game over and over and over again.
That's exactly right. And to the texter says, the Browns are better than the Bears, Parkins. I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about the organizational history of their standing within the league. That's what you don't want to become. Whoever you think the Jaguars, the Browns, that type of team, if you fire Matt Nagy after 3 years with that record, that's what you're in danger of becoming. We got Alex Brown in like about 15 minutes or so, so we'll play for you coming up. Matt Nagy changing his tune, and if we're buying what he's selling next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On the score.
Miller in motion right to left. Snap, Foles. They're moving the pocket left. Foles looking, throwing into the left corner of the end zone. Batted away from the intended receiver, Darnell Mooney. A heck of an offensive play by Troy Hill, the fifth-year veteran corner out of Oregon. You know what? It was intercepted. On the tip.
Oh.
To wrap. They have taken the ball away in a red zone interception.
Joniak and Thayer, the call, WBBM, that Nick Foles' first interception of the night. This hour brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Alex Brown's going to join us in a couple of minutes. He was fantastic last night. Then Boomer Esiason at 3 o'clock. So we're just going to play this audio here. And I want you guys to think about this as Spiegs and Layla are in all day. Like, I always say that football coaches and football players, they lie. Like, they basically, when they're speaking, it's spin, it's PR at best, and it's lies at worst. Like, it's a sport of misinformation. So this is Chris Emma. We took out the question just for time here, but it's Chris Emma of The Score asking Matt Nagy today, after he watched the film from last night, if he has considered or would consider giving up the play calling this year.
Yeah, you know, I look at all that, and that's the very first thing that I look at is that. And so I talk to our coaches, and we talk through that whole process. And I'm really honestly not opposed to there's no opposition from me if we feel like that's what the issue is. And so we look at that right now where we're at. That's not where we think it's at, but at the same point in time, I'll always continue each week to look at it. I mean, I'll say this too, when you're in a little bit of a rut, like we are right now, you have to look at everything. And sometimes even if it's just a little bit of a change somewhere too, you have to be able to do that. No one here, coach and or player, has too big of an ego to think that, it's not them, right, as a player or a coach. So we talk through those kind of decisions, and you know, we just keep evaluating and rolling and seeing where we're at.
We'll just go around the room here quickly. I say Matt Nagy does have an ego. He's not that close to giving up play calling, but it is on the table. Earliest I would expect it, if it happens, is the bye in week 11. Layla?
Based on the fact that they have a slew of new offensive coaches, you would argue that Matt Nagy wants people who agree with him, and that would be a difficult situation to change. I think he's still the play caller of this team.
Speaks.
Yeah. I mean, it's coach speak in terms of saying he has the willingness to self-evaluate, and nobody has an ego that big, but this is the week to do it, man. This is the week to do it. And if you're not going to do it this week, then, I mean, look, how much worse can it get? So maybe two more terrible embarrassments. I'd like to think it's on the table before you get to week 11. But it doesn't sound like it. To me, it should be happening right now. If, again, as I said, if not the play calling, at least the scheming and the game planning during the week. You brought in offensive minds. They're here. Let them do the work. And you concentrate on some other things you have to do. And there's a lot of other things he has to do.
We'll talk to Alex Brown about that and Brian Griese, who he was critical of last night. Ton to get into with Alex Brown before Boomer Esiason next on The Score.
The Danny Parkin Show.
Okay, there, boy wonder.
On 670 The Score.
Okay, you can confirm that. Give you something to do there, boy wonder.
Crosby the kick from 38 for the lead, for the pack.
Brown, you see him number 96 off the ball. Look at all the hands up in the air.
There's some clowns on this team, man. There's some clowns, and I don't like it. Clowns, like anything that goes good, they want to say, oh, I did it. It's me.
Yeah, you guys do Alex Brown yet?
The Danny Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
Let's live in those times. I always love Alex Brown's insight. He does a great job on the Football After Show, NBC Sports Chicago. And that game was such a dumpster fire last night, we felt like we had to call him. So he'll join us right now on the Albemonte Nissan Hotline, Albemonte Nissan in Melrose Park. Alex, man, thanks for the time. You're on with Danny, Spiegs, and Layla here on The Score. How's it going, man?
All right. How y'all doing?
Good, Alex.
Well, we're
nice
doing better than the Bears last night.
Yeah.
You know, when there's such a collective failure like that, like the defense isn't proud of how they played, the offense isn't proud, the coaching staff isn't proud, like what's the feeling for a team like after a game like that?
Oh, man. I mean, just looking at the game, I mean, if you played long enough, you've been in those games where you just kind of get dominated in every aspect of the game, and the other teams just seem to do whatever they wanted. Now, nobody wants to think that that's who they are when you get dominated like that. So you want to just get through this game. I mean, you got to watch it. You got to watch it so you can learn from it. But you want to get through it as fast as you can so you can move on and get that taste out of your mouth. So get into the next game. So, and that's what I believe they want to do. Now, they need to fix some stuff, though. There's a lot to be fixed. And I don't know. They scored 3 points on offense and fix it to where? Because when they were scoring 18 to 20 points, they were talking about we need to fix the offense. So how much fixing needs to be done is the question.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to fix, Alex. That's for sure, man. Just before the break, we listened to Matt Nagy today say that he's not afraid to give up the play calling if they think that's best, but they're not there yet. And we're trying to figure out whether he really means that or not. Have you ever had a head coach who stepped away from some responsibility? And if you're on that team and you see that Matt Nagy steps away from some offensive responsibilities, does that decay his leadership, or is it possible to look at that if you're a player and say, oh, you know what, he's even looking at himself, he's doing the right thing, he's trying to fix whatever he can fix as well as the rest of us?
Yeah, I'm with you on the latter one, because I believe as a player, and I'm not trying to speak for the current players, but for me, how I would see it is, well, coach is doing everything he can to help this team. He sees that we need some changes, and it's not just us. So there's some changes that need to be made with play calling. There's some changes that need to be made. If you keep running the same guys out there and you're hoping for a different result, that's a problem, and that's a coaching problem. So you got to get the right guys in there that's going to do the job. And if you don't have the right guys running as far as defense, if they're not in the right place or where they're supposed to be in the gaps, then you got to get somebody in there that can do it. Hell, I can get anybody that do it wrong. So, but you got to get the guys that's going to do it right on a consistent basis. So, and that's for the offense. You got to get guys that's going to be in there. And if you get a one-on-one block, now, last night was a little different because nobody really wants to be on an island with Aaron Donald. So, I mean, nobody really wants that. So when coach puts you in that situation, I think the coach is doing a disservice to the player in that aspect, because I get it, do your job. But coach, he is better than me. He's just better, period. Now, if you put me out here on this island and we go a 5-7-step drop, Nick Foles is probably going to get hit, or whoever the quarterback in there is going to get hit, because I can't block this guy for 4 seconds. I can't do it. So, and that's a physical thing, and I think the coach is – they have to see that when they're leading up to this ball game. You're not last year, I think it was, you had McDaniel, who did a really good job against Aaron Donald, but you're not going to have that every single year. So, and this guy's a monster. So putting him out there on an island, I don't think you do him any favors. But you got to come in with a game plan, and that was the most disappointing thing for me watching this game. It didn't seem like if you win this game, you're number one in the NFC. You're already number one. You're already number one in your division. You're number one in the NFC. You win this ball game, and I didn't see the urgency that I would have liked to see in a game like this. What they have to understand is that I think they do, but I want to see it on the field. As you keep winning, I don't care how you win, but as you keep winning, the games just get bigger and more important as you keep going along. So this next game is very important, and you got to win. You really have to win it.
Alex, one of the things that Brian Griese said that didn't have to do with the Nick Foles and Matt Nagy conversation last night, which I know you touched on in the Football After Show, but one of the things Griese did talk about was planning for Aaron Donald and how schematically Donald getting to Foles the way he did when he did, the best example being when he overthrew Mooney for that wide open pass that could have been a touchdown, that plan is how that worked. That it was a trench issue more than it was a him overthrowing Mooney issue. What was your impression of not only that play, but what Griese had to say about it vis-a-vis what you're talking about with Aaron Donald?
Yeah, I think that's it. The plays need X amount of time to develop. And that ball was out of Foles' hands before Mooney came out his break. And that's very hard to do. I mean, that's not even – they don't even practice doing it that way. So that was a really, really tough play, but he got to get rid of the ball or he's going to be getting rid of the ball as he's getting hit, which causes underthrows. And now you're looking at Ramsey running down the sideline with an interception, and everybody's wondering why did Foles throw the interception. So we need time if you're going to run these long plays. But what I would have liked to see, I play beside a guy in Tommy Harris, and this is as close as I can come to an Aaron Donald, but seeing him on a day-to-day basis. Tommy Harris, and I would think our defensive line was fast, and that's what we get up the field and we run. The way you neutralize that is you run draw plays and you run screen plays. I didn't see a screen play until like the third quarter. And that's what kind of bothered me, because for a team that gets up the field like the Rams did or do, why wouldn't you run more of that early on in the game, especially to get the ball out of your quarterback hands? One, and you try to tire those guys out a little bit. If you get on a 5, 6, 7, 8-play drive, now you want to take a shot. Now you have a 5 seconds maybe to take a shot, but you still need to give help on Aaron Donald. So I would have liked to see that into the game plan a little bit more. But, hell, I'm not the offensive guru, so what do I know?
More than the offensive guru at this point. We're talking to Alex Brown, NBC Sports Chicago, for just another couple of minutes. What do we need to know about Brian Griese as a character witness? Talk to me about Brian Griese from your experience with him.
Oh, man, I didn't have much to do with Brian. He was on the team, but I ain't talked to the quarterbacks. I talked to Rex because I had a relationship with Rex. But other than that, a prior relationship than when I got to the Bears. But, I mean, you say, what's up? I mean, that's it. I stuck to my side. I mean, for the defense.
Well, Olin didn't seem to like him very much, Alex, last night.
Olin has a better relationship with him than I did, because Olin had to snap the ball to him. So I didn't have that type of relationship with him. I don't know. I never met him for a beer. I never seen him outside of Hallis Hall. No, I didn't do any of that. So, but what there's a line. I mean, me being in this now, being on kind of the media side, there's a line that you can't cross when you're talking about somebody that's speaking to you in confidence. And I mean, for me, and this is just me, I haven't talked to Foles, I haven't talked to Griese. I think he said some of it. I think some of it's true, but it was in confidence. You know, it said like in a way that you're definitely not going to get on national TV and just rat me out like this. And that's how I seen it. And I think Griese is going to learn that you don't just, I mean, it is a relationship business, right? It's a relationship business. It's going to be very hard for him speaking to other players because everybody knows that. Everybody watched that game, and everybody heard what Greasy said. And we're sitting in the green room. We all look at each other like, whoa, wait, why would Greasy say that? Hmm. You know, like, what? Like, what happened there? Why would you throw that out? Even if it is true, why would he say it? What are you trying to do there? All you're doing is causing friction in that locker room if that's the case. You can't do it. Can't do it. So I didn't like it. I think it's crossing a line, but, hey, some guys are okay with crossing that line.
Yeah, well, if you want to talk to that quarterback the next week, there you better learn the way to say that. There's a way to say it. Like, well, you know, a lot of times a guy will call, send in plays, and I've been there. I've been that quarterback. And you're like, man, we don't have time to do this, right? There's a way to talk about it like
right,
that.
Right.
It sure sounded like Greasy was – you know, connecting with Nick Foles in conversation and then sharing that. But, you know, quarterbacks bitch about their offensive lines or they bitch about their coaches. They probably bitch about the lines to the coaches and they bitch about the coaches to the offensive line, Alex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can absolutely see the conversation. You sit down with a former quarterback and I can see the conversation get to a point where you're relaxed and then you say something that if you had 8 microphones in your face, you probably wouldn't say it. But because you're in this type of setting, you kind of let one slip. And it's like, okay, I mean, I can say this. I mean, he's a quarterback. He understands. But you don't think he's going to go out and say it on national TV. And for that rubbed me wrong. I don't like it. I wouldn't do it. I've been in that situation where – I'm doing media, or I'm doing radio, and Lance is still playing, Urlach is still playing, Peanut's still playing, and I'm going to dinner with these guys, and it's like, well, we're meeting up afterwards, and we're talking, but some of that conversation, that's never to leave and come back to the media or get back on TV, and for me to say, well, I was sitting with Lance the other day, and he said this about Trestman, or he said this. No, like, that stuff just don't happen. It shouldn't happen.
What did he say about Trestman, by the way?
What are you talking about? He said he loved Trestman. What are you talking about?
Okay.
That's why I went and opened that barbecue restaurant.
No one's listening right now, Alex. Come on now. You know that.
Oh, man. No way.
Gosh, smart man.
I don't know, man. I'm excited. I think the team, I think they have a chance, man. They have a chance. All you gotta do is get in the playoffs, and you never know what can happen. I mean, I was playing, and I saw the Giants do it 2 years in a row. Like, nobody picked the Giants to win those 2 Super Bowls, and they won it. So you just need to get in. And if this team right here is 5-2, and all the things that have gone wrong for them to get to 5-2, what if things started to click? What if, you know, if it did on offense, and now they're able to score points? They're able to put up 27 points a game, but they go on this 5-game streak where they can put up points and the defense starts to get these takeaways and scoring on defense. Then I think you got a problem for the league because I think they're extremely talented, but it's just putting it together every time. I'm down in Atlanta, but I haven't heard many people talk about the Gibson play. That play could have changed the game. And that's the one that really bothers me a lot defensively because it's 10-3 at the time just before halftime, and he goes in with the thought of just getting a PBU. He just wanted to break the ball up, and I don't understand that. That ball hit him in one hand. If he catches it, he walks in the end zone. And that's the play that bothers me because that changes the entire game because as bad as you played – You're in a tie ball game. It's the same situation as it was with Tampa. As bad as it was, you were up 14-13, I believe it was, at halftime.
No, so, they have not been able to close, obviously. Alex, we got to let you go, man. Thank you, as always. Great stuff. NBC Sports Chicago, the football after show, former Bear, Alex Brown. We'll talk to Boomer Esiason and get the national take on what happened last night next on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.